This recording, Federal District, Mexico City 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sara Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily on an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleecy jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sara an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sara was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Coma, Coma, which Sara thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it could take some force to trap her, but Sara had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then signing a tune for her. Finally, she had administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sara was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. When Sara had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sara confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sara warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of a penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So, I grew up in Mexico City, which is one of the biggest cities in the world, and I have to say I did love it. It's a really amazing city with a bunch of things to do. There are plenty of museums. There are plenty of places to go to eat food. There are plenty of places to go to dance. I had a very nice childhood. I grew up in a small apartment with my mom, my dad, and my two brothers. But it was always very cozy. I lived in Mexico until I was 26. And all my family and my friends are there. And I did love growing up in Mexico City. Movimiento. Si tú eres la yegua de ámbar, yo soy el camino de sangre. Si tú eres la primer nevada, yo soy el que enciende el brasero del alba. Si tú eres la torre de la noche, yo soy el clavo ardiendo en tu frente. Si tú eres la marea matutina, yo soy el grito del primer pájaro. Si tú eres la cesta de naranjas, yo soy el cuchillo de sol.